Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Owen McLaughlin, we're sticking, when we're now posting telegraphs, as it used to be called. They did the posts and they did the phones and they did... They erected those wooden poles all over the country because they were a state organisation, and they AIR now own the poles. Isn't that correct, Owen?
That's correct, yeah.
How did you discover that AIR owned the poles and the ground underneath them?
I just figured it out going by the engineer. He recommended that they were belonging to the AIRCOM. So from that point, I looked into the research of it, how to get them moved. It's plant alterations. It's all on the website there, and it's this: you have to pay a fee to get them to come out to do a survey, which costs just under €600.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was a bit steep, but in the end, we decided we would pay that, we'd get the survey done, and we'd take it from there.
So, keep going. So, what are these poles obstructing you?
They're for our site. Where we got the site there for our entrance, we need to have visibility of coming from both sides of the road. So, three of these poles are in our way.
Okay.
We have to knock the hedge, and we have to move two of the poles in 3 meters. So, and then this is the survey. Then they come out and they do, and they put it back into pricing with AIRCOM or K. I think it's KN they use. And then we were waiting 3 or 4 weeks for them to do up their pricing, and then they make us an offer, then they send us the invoice, and it's up to us then to pay that invoice within 90 days, and they'll come and do the work.
So
the day I got that invoice, it was a bit of a shock to the system. Now it was €6,640.
Just to move three poles?
To completely remove one,
okay.
And to move the other two 3 metres in from the roadside.
So when they say completely remove one, is it surplus to requirements?
Well, the first pole that has to be moved, that's where our entrance has to go.
Okay, so that has to go.
That has to go. But what I have done, I've got a manhole chamber built before that pole so they can continue the lines on.
Okay.
I've done digger work, I've done ducting work, where all they have to come out now and do is just remove that pole and continue the lines on over to the second pole. I have the ducting up as far as that.
So they can put their lines underground?
Yeah.
You've built the trench, you've built the culvert,
we've all that done there, yeah, and the ground's filled back in, so all they have to do is come out now.
But like, how old do you reckon? I'm looking at photographs, they are old poles, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Most of them poles have a stamp on them that
have
to be changed out at whatever stage, but... What they're going to do, they're not actually just going to move them poles, they're going to install two new poles.
Ah,
and those poles have to be removed.
Yeah, but would they not, is there not a campaign of installing new poles anyway?
Well,
do you follow me? Like, they are old wooden, those rough wooden poles that went up when the state set up posts, the Department for Posts and Telegraphs.
Yep.
They didn't.
This is what came back to me, and I've been talking to local councillors, and the word coming back from AIR is that the price is the price. There's nothing that can be done. But
you can't touch the poles. They are the property of
it'd be a criminal offence if I was to go moving the poles myself.
And there's been enough crime on the programme today with Caroline moving on. There's been enough crime now. They've got enough crime to keep us going. So what would the total bill be to move the three poles a few feet?
That is the total fee. They're
$6,000.
Well, it's closer to seven. And then
did you have to pay? You paid an engineer to have a look, did you?
No, well, I've already paid them the 600 as well, so 600 on top of the 6,640 is 7,300.
Okay, well, compare and contrast. It's a new house you're building, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, you have to get electricity and water.
Yeah.
And what should that cost?
The water connection is the standard fee. It was $2,200. And then the ESP was, I think that's around $1,900.
Okay, well, it's a long way from... I would half suspect installing ESP is a bigger job than moving three poles a few yards.
Yeah.
Anyway. But
that's why we had no real issue paying the €600 survey fee as such, because we thought we would get a bill for $1,000 or $1,500, because we knew the poles had to be moved anyway, but we just didn't expect it to be almost $7,000. And plus, I'll have to pay for the other works that I've already done, building the manhole chamber and the digger hire and putting in the trench and everything, you know. So there's an extra fee on top of that. So we're probably looking closer to, you know, $9,000-$10,000. To get one pole removed and two others.
Crazy.
So I'm just trying to highlight that this is what.
I wonder if anyone else is any. Has anyone else ever encountered? What? By the way, what would happen? Poles are poles, but what would happen if a truck accidentally backed into a pole and knocked it down? God forbid.
Well, when you see, this is it now. The fact that we need the poles moved, I don't know how that would go, but. You know, I'm not saying I would.
But when you say to them, I've got full planning permission for my new house. There is the entrance and one of your poles is in the way.
Yeah.
They say, what are they saying? We got planning permission before you did.
Well, when the planning permission was granted, this was one of the stipulations now from the county council that we had to get these poles removed. So the county council have put that into the stipulations of the planning, that we have to bear the cost of it. And when the stipulations came out, we weren't made aware that we could object to these stipulations. It was after we had already started the build and
Let's hear, did anyone else ever get round this problem? So it's literally get round it. Well, you can't go round it. They're blocking the entrance.
We have an entrance there makeshift now at the minute. But look, come the end of the build and we're looking for our final drawdown from the bank, it mightn't be signed off because it doesn't add up to what the planning stipulation is.
See,
everything kind of ties in together.
Okay. Well, let's see if anyone else encountered that problem. Seven, possibly $8,000 or $9,000. It's going up to move three poles a few yards. Okay, Owen McLaughlin, and some of the groundwork in terms of ducting is already done by Owen's builder.